Title: Base and Stab Conversation, Using Session View Advanced. Alright, let's build something that feels like real drum and bass writing, not just two loops stacked on top of each other. In Rolling DnB, your bassline and your stabs should act like two characters. The bass speaks, the stabs reply. Sometimes they interrupt, sometimes they go silent and let the drums breathe. And the trick is, Session View is perfect for designing that conversation, because you can audition phrases fast, evolve patterns without losing the pocket, and then record the best performance straight into arrangement. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a Session View grid that can generate an evolving 16 to 32 bar drop, not random chaos, controlled variation. It should feel alive, like you performed it, because you will. Let's start with foundations. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a default. Now set global quantization to 1 bar. That's important. We're going to launch musical phrases, and we want them to lock in cleanly. Next, get a drum groove reference playing. Either a simple DnB loop or your own kick snare pattern with hats. And here's a pro mindset shift. Don't write bass and stabs to a metronome. Write them to the drum pocket. So, add a groove from Groove Pool to your drum bus, something like a light 16th swing. Keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. You're aiming for roll, not wobble. Now let's build the call bass. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass Call. We'll keep this stock device friendly, but still serious. Drop in Waveatable. For Oscillator 1, start with a basic saw or square. For Oscillator 2, add a sign for reinforcement, or another simple shape but mixed low. Add unison on classic, keep the amount maybe 20 to 40, and attune low. We're not making super saw trance. We're creating a mid-bass voice that can speak clearly. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds depending on how plucky you want it. Sustain can be very low, even down toward minus infinity, if you want it to be a tight pew instead of a held bass. Release. Keep it short, 50 to 120 milliseconds. DnB doesn't forgive messy tails, especially in busy patterns. After Waveatable, add Saturator. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive anywhere from 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then add auto filter, typically a low pass 24 dB slope. We'll map cutoff later conceptually, because we're going to automate it per phrase. Add EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz just to control sub-junk. And if things get muddy, carve a little around 200 to 350. And optionally add a compressor if you need control or sidechain from kick. But don't slam it. Let the groove breathe. One routing tip that matters a lot in DnB, consider splitting sub and mid. If you want surgical control, make a separate sub track with operator on a sine wave, and keep it steady and clean. Then let this bass call track be the mid-bass movement and character. That sub-stability, mid-movement idea is basically a cheat code for heavier, clearer drops. Now let's build the response stab. Create another MIDI track and name it Stab Response. You have two good options. Option A, go sample-based, classic rave stab energy. Load simpler in classic mode and drop in a short chord stab sample, or resample your own chord hit. Use Simpler's filter to remove lows so it doesn't fight the bass. Set the amp envelope short, decay maybe 100 to 250 milliseconds, release short as well. Add redux if you want some edge, but keep it light. Then use hybrid reverb, maybe a small room or plate to give it weight and placement, but keep it short by default. We'll do reverb throws later, intentionally. Option B, synth your stab. Use analog or Waveatable, two saws, slight detune. Put a chord device before it to generate harmony quickly, like a minor triad, root, plus 3, plus 7 semitones. Then shape with auto filter, add saturator, and a short reverb. Either way, the stab rule is simple. Stabs live in upper mids, and they answer rhythmically. They do not compete for sub. Before we start writing clips, here's the main musical rule for this entire workflow. Think in turn-taking, not layers. If bass and stabs both speak at once, you decide who's foreground and who's support for that bar. A super practical rule, when the bass does a fill, the stabs do less. Or the other way around, you're building a conversation grid that enforces that behavior, so your drop automatically feels like it has phrasing. Now we build the Session View conversation grid, clips as phrases. On the bass track, create 4 clips to start. Clip 1. Bass A, 1 bar, make it a rolling 8th or 16th pattern, but with rests. Bass matters. Silence is part of the groove. Clip 2. Bass B, 1 bar, a variation. Don't rewrite everything. Change the last two hits, or add a pickup note. Clip 3, bass C, 2 bars, a longer phrase with a turnaround at bar 2. Clip 4, bass D, 1 bar, a fill phrase. More active, but use shorter note length so it doesn't blur. When you're programming, don't just place notes. Culp them. Use note length deliberately. Short notes give punch and articulation. A few longer holds add authority, like the bass is leaning into a word. Shape velocity too. Ghost some mid-bass notes at like 60 to 90 velocity, and let the topping accents hit closer to 100 up to 127. And here's a detail advanced producers actually care about. Micro-timing. If your bass feels a little stiff, try nudging a few notes slightly late, just a couple milliseconds. Not everything, just a few. The goal is to sit in the drum pocket, not to sound like sloppy timing. Now the stabs. Create 4 stab clips. Stab A. 1 bar. An offbeat stab, but leave syncopated gaps. Stab B. 1 bar. A late reply, more on the second half of the bar. Stab C. 2 bars. A question phrase. Maybe you automate a rising filter or swap to an inversion on bar 2. Stab D. 1 bar. Minimal. Literally one hit, or even almost nothing. And a big harmonic trick for darker D&B. Keep the bass root stable for 4 to 8 bars, while the stabs imply movement using inversions or upper extensions. If you want that dark sting, try a minor flavor with a flattened second tension in the stab, but make it intentional. It should sound like attitude, not like an accident. Now we make session view behave like a composition engine. Follow actions. Open each bass clip's launch settings and enable follow action. For your 1 bar bass clips, set follow time to 1 bar. For the 2 bar clip, set it to 2 bars. Then choose actions like next or other. Here's a usable starting approach. Set it so it prefers structure. Something like 70% next, 30% other. That way, the bass feels like it's developing in a logical order, but it can still surprise you. For stabs, we want them less constant. Let them come and go, because constant stabs stop being a conversation and start being annoying. Set their follow action more toward other and consider longer follow times, like 1 to 2 bars. And do not skip this. Create a rest stab clip, an empty MIDI clip that plays nothing. Then give it a meaningful probability. This is one of the most pro differences between beginner and advanced phrasing. The music shuts up at the right moments. Next, tone changes. This is where the conversation becomes more than just notes. Create a track called Dummies/FX, audio track or MIDI track, either works, because the clips themselves are just containers for automation. Make empty clips and name them things like space throw, filter down, dist push, HP clean. Now arm automation recording. Click a target parameter on your bass or stab chain. For example, the reverb dry/wet on the stab reverb, or the auto filter cutoff on the bass, or saturator drive on either one. Then draw automation inside the dummy clip. Here's what you're aiming for. A reverb throw that only happens at phrase endings, like punctuation. A bass filter opening slightly on fill bars, like the bass is raising its voice. A small distortion push, maybe plus 1 or 2 dB, only on heavier responses. And width discipline. Bass stays mono. If you need it, utility width down at 0 to 20% on bass. Stabs can widen a bit, 120 to 160%, but check mono compatibility. Clubs don't care how wide your low end was in headphones. They care if it hits. Also, try this advanced separation idea. Bass mids mostly in the mid channel, stabs allowed to live in the sides above about 300 to 500 HE. That's how you get separation without just carving everything to death with EQ. Now let's talk grouping and scenes, because this is where session view turns into arrangement. Group your bass tracks if you have sub and mid into a bass group. Put stabs and any musical layers into a music group. Now make scenes, and name them like a composer, not like a loop hoarder. Try naming like A1 statement, A2 reply, A3 pressure, A4 reset. Then create scenes such as drop A1, bass A with stab A, tight and stable, drop A2, bass B with stab B, more syncopation, drop turn, bass C 2 bar phrase with stab D minimal, drop fill, bass D with a space throw dummy clip. That naming matters because when you perform, you're not guessing, you're conducting structure. One more powerful trick, use clip length as phrasing control. Not just 1 bar versus 2 bars. Try a 3 bar or 5 bar clip for either bass or stabs, while the drums stay steady. In session view, odd lengths create evolving alignment that feels composed, not random, because the pattern relationships shift over time. Also, don't ignore legato and envelope per clip. A talking bass often needs shorter releases in busy bars and slightly longer releases in sparse bars. You can literally duplicate a bass clip with identical notes, but change release and filter, and it becomes a different sentence. Now we capture the magic. Hit session record and perform your drop by launching scenes and clips. Start minimal, maybe bass rolling and stabs resting. Then bring in replies. Add a throw at the end of a phrase. Pull back again. Do a fill. Then return to the statement. Record three passes if you can. Seriously. Advanced workflow is faster decisions. You comp later, instead of endlessly tweaking one take. When you stop, switch to arrangement view. Now do light editing. Pick the best 16 to 32 bars. Remove the sections where the stabs are over-talking. And shape a macro structure. An 8-bar question. Then an 8-bar answer. You can build a whole drop arc from this. If you want to upgrade the arrangement feel immediately, create anchor bars. Decide that bar 8, 16, 24, 32 always has a recognizable marker, a specific stab inversion, a bass fill clip, or a reverb throw. Anchors make varination feel like composition. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you do this. If stabs are firing constantly, you don't have a conversation. You have chatter. Use the rest clip and minimal clips. If bass and stabs live in the same frequency space, don't rely on volume. Use EQ and use roll separation. Bass mid in the center, stabs living wider and higher. If every 1-bar clip feels identical, the drop will feel looped. Add at least 1 2-bar turnaround and consider an odd length phrase somewhere. And be careful with follow actions. Pure random is entertaining for 5 seconds, then it destroys identity. Bias towards stable patterns, then break it intentionally once in a while. Let's end with a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this. Make 3 bass clips, A, B, C. Make 3 stab clips, A, B, and rest. Set follow action so bass mostly goes next, and stabs use other with rest fairly likely. Make 2 dummy clips, 1 space throw for the stab, reverb throw at bar end, and 1 dist push that adds about plus 1.5 dB of drive on bass during fills. Perform and record 32 bars. Then in arrangement, highlight where the best answers happen, where silence improves the groove, and choose 1 signature turnaround that repeats every 16. This audio version is shortened for playback.